It only said was Omru. It was said over that halacha is Reb Shimon ben Elazar. But for Leilai Sirilei, Shmuel himself doesn't hold like this. Rashi is Kleimar, Hochi Yama Shmuel. Yei Shoyim Halacha Reb Shimon ben Elazar. There are some people that say like that. But for Leilai Sirilei, Shmuel does not hold like that. Therefore, there's no steer in Shmuel. For Shmuel Tak himself holds that Ain Shomim Lelagana Velagazlin, if the Gazlin makes a chash, he's like Koin, he has to keep it now, and he has to pay back the value, how much it was worth, Bishas Hakzela. Then it says, Omer Reb Chia Barab, Omer Reb Yechanan, Tvatar Midi Raisa, Gzela Hanishtanis, Chayzeres Bieneho. If a Gazlin steals something, even though it makes a shinu, it changes, so what? Still, you have a chiv eshev as a gzeila. You have to return it the way it is. In other words, there's no kinyan shinui. Shenema, the pasuk says, "Veheshev es a gzeila asher gozal," which we dash in mikom mokom. Anyway, any type of gzeila that you still have, you have to return it. You can't say since it changed, it got better, it got worse. No, you have to return it. For the Gemara, if so, Tekashen Rav Yechonon, if so, v'yim teme Mishnah Seinu. Our Mishnah says not like that. Our Mishnah says, a goizel eitzim, v'yosa kelim, that you currently, you keep it, you don't have to return it back. So we're answered, that's only midirabonon. That's called Mishum Takones Hashovim. Midirabonon, they made it easy to do tshuva, so Gazan, if you stole it and you made it into a chair, we don't tell you you have to return it the way it is now. It will be too hard for you to return it. So Mishum Takones Hashovim will make it easy for you. We say that Shinu was kind of midirabonon, that you just have to pay back the money. For the Gemara, Miyom Rav Yechon Hochi, is it true that Rav Yechon says like this? That midiraisa shinu is not koina. I've omri of Yechon Rechon always says that halacha kestam mishna. We paskin like a stam mishna. Utsnan, we learned the stam mishna before. That loy hispik litna loy. Achet savoy potter. Loy hispik. If he didn't finish shearing off all the five sheep, but rather he only sheared off from one sheep, and he dyed it. Achet savoy. He dyed the wool of one. So potter, we say it's like a shinui. You own the sheep. You own this wool now. So it's not mitzvah for the mitzvah of Reishis Hageiz. So you see, like if Yechon holds midiraisa, that shinui is koina. Because if shinui would not be koina, like there's no takonas hashovim over there. If there's no takonas hashovim there, so why is the shinui koina? Why do we say like it's not the original wool? Since you dyed it, it's something new, and therefore you don't have the five shearings off at one shot. Why not? So the Moran says, O Malhu Huma the Rabbonin. One of the Rabbonin answered back, for Rav Yaakov Shmei, and his name was Rav Yaakov, that Lididi to me, me for Shalei, me neid Rav Yechonon, he explained Pshat and Rav Yechonon like this, or that Rav Yechonon explained it to him, Kegoin, Shegozal Eitzim, Mishupim, V'osan Kelim, Tevele Shinor HaChoyze Lebriyosoi. In other words, that really Rav Yechonon holds, Shinu is koina. A real shinu that's not chayza, can't return to its original form, is koina. But our Mishni learned is talking about a shinui that could be returned to its original form. Because he learned our Mishnah was gozal eitzim mishupim, that you already stole smoothed out wood, was planed already. For Yosef Kalim, all you did was you put that wood into a chair and made a chair out of it. That's called the shinu that could return back to its original form. So since you couldn't return back, midiraisa, that's not a kinyan. That's not a shinui. So therefore it was bothering Rabbi Yechon, what's pshan our Mishnah? What does our Mishnah say, Yekona? And this Rabbi Yechon has to answer, Enechnami, it's only at the Konas HaShovim. It's only midirabonin at the Konas HaShovim. Enechnami, when you make a real good shinui, that's not chayzer, then Rabbi Yechon would agree that midiraisa, shinui is kain. It's not called chayin shagozol, you'd be potter. Another more so like this. Turn around, look at the price like this. Hagazlonim or molib rivis. Somebody that's a gazlan stole the lot. Or else molib rivis, somebody that lent money, a mouth lent money, and he received interest back. Sheikh Ziroi, now they want to do tshuva and return it. So locher is ain mekablu mehem. We're not the nigzal, or else the loiv is not supposed to receive back the gzelo, or else the interest. And via makabul mehem, somebody accepts it from them. The locher is ain ruach hachomim loichemenu. The chom are not happy with what they're doing. The Omer Rav Yechon, Yechon says, like, what's the reason here? Omer Rav Yechon and Shino b'imei Rebbe nishnis mishnezu. In Rebbe's times, this learning was taught. The time he learned like this. Ma'isa b'yodamech, it happened in this case with one person. Shebi kesh lasos tshuva. The person wanted to do tshuva. Omala Ishtes, his wife said to him, Reikal, like empty-headed, Imatoisa tshuva, if you're going to do tshuva, afilu avnet enishaloch, even the belt that you have doesn't belong to you. In other words, every single thing you have is stolen goods. So how could you go do tshuva now and return it all? And therefore, v'nimne blo yasa tshuva, so the person taka stopped, and do not do tshuva, he remained a rosha. So v'yaisa sure, at that time, Marmu, they said over, that ha-gazlonim u'moli ribis, a gazlon of people that lend money be interest, sheikh ziroi, if they want to return it, ein mekablin mehem, we're not supposed to accept it from them. And we are mekabel mehem, whoever does accept it from them, you should know, and you are chom noichemenu, the chom are not happy with them. Meisvei habakasha. It says, Alocho haniyach lemaviyem moyes sharibis, if the father, let's say, died and left over money that he already collected for interest, is afal pi shein yoidim shein ribis, even though the kids know clearly this is the money of ribis, ein chayovim lahachzir, the kids do not have to return it. So the diyak is, inuhu deloy, only the kids don't have to return it. Ho avihem chayiv lahachzir, but mashma, the father does have to return it. The Gemara says like this, Bedinu really the avim nami echav lachzer. Really, the father also does not have to return it. Really, I b'hotik tani b'didu. How come we say only the kids don't have to return it? Mishum the kaboy lemis the sefer, because we want to say the sefer like this. The sefer says haniach lemavim por vitalis v'chol dover misuyim. Let's say the father though has an object that's misuyim, like he has a por, a cow that was given for ribis, or he has a talis, or anything that's misuyim, then chayavim lahachzer, then the kids have to return it. Why? Mifnei kvod aviyim, because it's only covered for the father. In other words, it should not still be around that object, and people will always say, this is what your father received for ribis. In order to take away the kvod of aviyim, that's why he's supposed to return it. So therefore, since it talks about the kid, it's tana reisha na mibidatu, it says about the reisha, that you should know, if it's not a dovra misuyim, you do not have to return it. Now the Gemara says, so therefore the Reisha talks about the kids also. For the Gemara, mifnei kvod aviyem chayovim lahachzir, and because of the covenant of the father, do you have to return it? Ikri kan, why don't we read here the pasuk, v'nosi b'yamcha loy sa'or, that we dashen, you're not allowed to curse somebody, but v'nosi b'yamcha, like a melech, b'yamcha, that we dashen, b'yoysa maysa amcha, only if he does mitzvahs. In other words, if he's not a Rosha. If he's a Rosh, you're allowed to curse him. So the same thing for your father also. If your father's a Rosh, you don't have to worry about his covet then. So the Gemara says, Kad Yomar Pinchas Bishosa Tshuva. The Pinchas said over there, a person did Tshuva. Hochinami Bishosa Tshuva. We're talking about now that your father did Tshuva. Therefore, he's supposed to return as a takeaway for his respect. For the Gemara, Yosa Tshuva Maboy Gabei. If the father did Tshuva, so what is the object doing here? L'churi did Tshuva, should have returned to himself. He himself should have returned it. Gemara says, "Shleihis pikli hachzir atshemais." But talking about true, the father did tshuva, just he didn't have enough time yet to return it until he was mace. So therefore, in such a case where the father did do tshuva, he's called amcha. Now the children have the chiv as kavrav to return this, that they should not be a kiloyin for the father.
So the chuf in this gemara, it's mashma that if your father is a rosha, you don't have a chiyuv kivul, you don't have a chiyuv to give him respect. However, I think it's brought in halacha that even though you don't have a chiyuv of kivud, but to mevayish him, to do a maisa, to do something not nice to him, that you're not allowed to do. Here it's telling Yishala, do you have a chiyuv to return this or not? Like otherwise, this is shevi atasik, just don't return it. So that was the gemara's kasha. What do you have a chiyuv to return it for? The gemara says he did tshuva. But if he wouldn't have done tshuva, then you don't have a chiyuv to return it to him. But then a chanami to do something not nice to him could be that you don't have a right to. All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding that tzaddik dalon on the days. In the middle of the shayla, again, there was a new takona that the gazlonim do not have to return it. Mishum atakona, in order that they should be able to do tshuva. So Mara says, we're on 10 lines from the bottom. Toshima, come in here. It says, Hagazlonim, people that sold, Umoli Beribis, people that borrowed, lend money, and they took interest back. So, Afa Pisha Govui, even though they collected it, Marzirin, still they have to return it. So, Chur says here, you do have to return it. So, first of all, the Gemara says, Gazlonim, Masha Govui Iko. What does it mean to say by Gazlonim that they collected it? Like a Monashach. I gozel, gozel. If they stole it, they stole it, they have it. He didn't steal it. What do you mean? What's it called? Apa pisha govli. What does it mean he collected it? Like, did he steal or didn't he steal it? So Moshe says, Ella, stam the pshat and this price is like this. Ella ema ha gazlonim u'maniyu. What type of gazlonim are we talking about over here? We're talking about molly ribbis. We're talking about people that lent money, the malva that lent money, and he collected ribbis on it. So it says, Afa pisha govli. Even though the malva already collected the ribbis, he already collected the interest, like it was over like the din of gazela. It's like a gazlin. Still machzirin. Still it says he is supposed to return it. So you see here clearly that a gazlonim or malva ribbis is supposed to return it. Not like we learned before. So where it says, Amri, I'll tell you true machzirin. They are supposed to try and return it. But v'yein mekablin mehem, we are not supposed to accept it from them. We're supposed to tell them, you know what, you don't have to pay me back, we don't want it. El Fatimoras, Ella Lamai Machzirin, says, so if we're not going to accept it from them, so for what purpose are they supposed to return it? So Mar says, Lotas Yodei Shemayim, like if they're telling us, they want to return it to us because they want to be Yotz Yodei Shemayim, like they want to do like real Tshuva Shleima, not to have any din against them in Shemayim, then Mashma we could accept from them. But there's no spirit to the Takana. That the corner is like a tchila, the gazlan has to know that he doesn't have to return it. And we don't mourn him, we don't ask him to return it. Just if he on his own wants to return it to be Yotz Yodei Shemayim, then it's good. Toshma come now bring another proof. It says, Haroyim, people that are shepherds, that take their animals in the fields to pasture, and most of them there are gazlonim, because they let their animals pasture in other people's fields. Relsva Gaboyim, the Gabi collector for the king that used to go around collecting the taxes like, and you understand, he took a little bit more for himself. Relsva Yamuchsin, Rels people that took taxes. Well, the other one, there are two different type of collectings here. The first one is Stam, Rashi says, Gaboyim in Shemelech Ligvois Kesod Gugulosov Yanunyo Vishakli Tvei. They're supposed to take a set amount. And then Yamuchsin, people that come and take taxes. Also, Mustam, they take too much, they steal a little bit. So now, tshuvos on kosher. For them to do tshuva, it's very hard for them to do tshuva. Oh, because they don't know exactly from who they stole from. They stole from so many people, they don't know exactly from who. So it's hard to do tshuva shleima. So what should they do? It says here, umachzirin lemakirin, that they're supposed to return it back to the people they know. Like if they know exactly who they stole from, then they're supposed to return it to. Rashi says, "Lemi shemakish loy shekazlu," they return it. So it's a stira. Here before we just learned that we're not supposed to. They don't have to return it. So Mer says again, "Amri atayu marzirin." If they want to return it, but v'yein mekabla mehem, we tell them you don't have to give it back to us. We don't want it. V'yela b'risa lemay marzirin. What does it mean to say that they're marzirin? So Mer says it means lots of the day shemayim. But if they say, listen, we know we don't have to return it, but still we want to return it to the Yotz Yodei Shemayim, that's okay. Fred Gemari, Yochi, if so, Amay Tshuvos and Kosher. If that's the pshat that they really don't have to return it, so then why is it hard for them to do tshuva? It's that the corner is they don't have to return it, so let them just do tshuva. Let them just feel bad that they did the gzela, and they're put there, they're free. For Yotz, secondly, Aim is safer. What does the safer say? It says clearly, V'shein Makirin, but let's say to the people you do not realize who you stole from, then Yasa Bohen Tzorchei Tzibur. For that money that you stole, that you do not know who it was from, that money is supposed to give over to Tzorchei Tzibur. What does that mean? For Yom Rav Chizda Boirois Asichun Umaris. Supposed to make like ditches of water for the Rabbim to use. Like you stole from the Rabbim, you don't know from who. So the best way to do tshuva is to do things back to the Rabbim. Rashi says, Lahachnes Ben Mayim Lishtois. It's something that the rabbi needs. Therefore, the people that you stole from, they'll have enjoyment from this. So that's the way you do your tshuva. But Alma, from here we see, Ahaduri boy, Mashmi, you do have to return it. So it's not like we learned before. So the more answer is, Elo Lakasha. Rather, I'll answer you like this. There's no stira. Kan, Kaidim Takono. Kan Liacha Takona. And this Mishnah, this Brisa was learned before Rabbi made the Takona. And we're talking about now, after Rebbe made the Takana. The Rashi says, Kaidim Takana Shebi Yamei Rebbe Nishnes Mishnezu, the Mechayv L'Mahadir. In the times of Rebbe, before he made the Takana, he had this Mishnah that you're supposed to return it. That you have to dim me the Raisa, push it if you steal, you have to return it. Just later on, they made a Takana to say that Mishnah Takana Sashovim, like, you don't have to return it. The Mishnah says, V'hashtad the Yomer of Nachman. Now the Rav Nachman said, B'shein gzeila kayemis, that there's a big difference. That when was the Takana said that you don't have to return it? Only when the gzeila is not around. But when the gzeila is around, if it's still kain shagozol, then that you're supposed to return. If so, then I can answer your question. Even if you want to learn both cases, they are talking about Takalach at the corner.
After the made at the corner, you don't have to return. But still, I'll tell you,